We do a series of focus groups that are focused on all the different stakeholder groups that are important to the future success of a potential project. So we meet with, obviously, the creative sector, but we also meet with financing and funding representatives, civic leaders, city staff, other folks that are also interested and or could potentially help fund an artist-based project.
Do you help with acquiring the land or the building, or is that kind of up to the community to figure out?
So that step happens a little later. Right now, we're just getting an idea of what the creative community wants and where the spaces might be created. We're not in this to be duplicative of all the wonderful assets that you already have in your creative community. We really want to help figure out what's missing. And one of the things that we've heard that is missing is permanently affordable places for artists and arts organizations. Most of the projects that we do, including the ones that we've done in Colorado, are mixed use. So there's usually some studios, some community space, some arts organization space, and then the artist housing. But the non-residential piece of it really depends on what organizations may be in too small of a space now that need to expand, that could be perfect candidates, for example, for a ground floor space in a future project in Carbondale.
What are some examples of other cities that ArtSpace has worked with?
So we've worked in communities as small as 900, that's Ridgeway, Colorado, and as large as New York City. So that's the gamut. But in Colorado specifically, we've completed a project in Loveland, and then we're about to start construction in Trinidad. We're in pre-development in a project in the Rhino Arts District in Denver, in Lakewood, and beginning to talk about the potential in Colorado Springs and Fort Collins.
Are you involved with Paeonias?
So we're starting this process that we're doing in Carbondale in Paeonia in January. They're the fourth rural community in which we will have done a preliminary feasibility study for a potential mixed-use artist housing project.
Well, so for the meeting tonight, what can people expect?
We will have a slideshow that will be an overview of what we do, but also what we've learned during our focus groups. But we're there to really learn from the community about what does the general community think about this and what do they hope to get out of it. So in addition to sharing information about what we're learning and who we are, we hope to gather more information from the bigger population that's here in Carbondale.
Should the feasibility study pass, what happens after that?
Yeah. So the next step, what we typically do is an arts market survey. So we survey to get the concrete data about how many creative people need what kinds of space, what can they afford to pay, and what are their family sizes, and what kinds of art forms do they pursue. So that is an important next step in order to be able to get future funding for a potential project. It's always important to know how many people need the kinds of spaces that we would hope to create.
Just to be clear, the advantage of going through ArtSpace versus, you know, just trying to do it on your own as a town, what would you say that is?
Well, there may be another developer in town who has some of this expertise. So it'll be interesting to find that out over the next couple of days. And we're always open to that. The advantage of ArtSpace is that we have 35 years of experience and we own and operate 46 facilities across the country and we keep them permanently affordable for the creative sector.
So if it was like a building acquired by ArtSpace for the Carbondale creatives, it would continue under the ownership of ArtSpace to be rented to those artists?
Correct. And we would assure that it remains affordable.